98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It's Joy Askew. She is playing at the Egremont Barn this Friday with Lauren Balthrop. Her new album is out now called Everything is Different. Joy, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. We are delighted to have you coming to the Egremont Barn. Where are you from originally? Remind me.
I'm from basically Newcastle in the north of England.
Gotcha. And you've been living in the States, right?
I've been in the States since the very beginning of 1982.
Man, how has the music scene changed that you've seen? I mean, you must have been through quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a huge difference. I was just talking about that today, actually, about, you know, how we've seen some iconic clubs in New York come and go. You know, clubs that you wouldn't have thought would ever end, you know, music clubs. For instance, CBGB's.
Yeah, of course. It's a men's fashion store now or something?
Something like that, yeah. It is, yeah. And I remember first going there. It was so exciting. And it had the Palace Flop House above it. And it was definitely the Bowery. And it was such an exciting club. And it sounded so incredible, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm jealous that you got to be there and experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about your life and your career since then, because you've had a very interesting one.
Well, I had something of a career in England, but it wasn't that satisfying to me.
Really?
I was always felt like I had my own band, but I felt like out of place somehow, and I knew that I wanted to get to New York because I was mainly in love with a lot of jazz, to tell you the truth, modern, you know, fusion and stuff like that in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got the opportunity to come over here, it was fantastic. And that opportunity very quickly led to a year-long tour with Joe Jackson. A little bit ironic because he was English.
Yeah.
But he came over here to find American players, and then he found me. And I ended up doing several tours with Joe, quite a few, and working with him through a lot of years, probably over the course of about 12 years.
Wow, I don't think I knew that that you two worked together so much.
Yeah. And that first tour, he had a huge hit, Stepping Out. And so it was a very well-received tour, and it did last almost a year. And we kind of went everywhere, you know, so that was great. And I got to see more of the United States than a lot of people who live here.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, when you're touring, you get to see so much, but you're primarily seeing the inside of clubs, right? You don't get to do a whole lot of sightseeing.
Oh, no. We had a bus, and for the first 4.5 months, I was sitting at the front of the bus just loving the whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
You know, taking detours, and I got to see a lot of cities. And we played mainly concert halls and big stages, you know, on that. So, and I think one of the first shows we did was in New York, on the pier. I don't know whether they do those shows anymore, but they used to do them at the beginning of September, right next to that big old warship that's there at 42nd Street. Do you know where I mean? Or you might not. I'm forgetting.
On the west side, right?
Yes. Close to where you catch the Circle Line. There's this big pier, and that was just a wonderful experience at one of my first gigs here. Fantastic.
Yeah. So at that point, were you just in love with touring? You're like, I have to do this forever. This is it.
Kind of. I mean, I knew I wanted to do my own music, but when you're touring with somebody else who's successful, it really is a great thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point. Yes. And I was very interested in working with different people as well, who I liked. So, you know, and some of that I got to do. And some, the next person who I went on tour with was Laurie Anderson, and I knew about her, but I didn't know very much about her. So that was a surprise.
How did you get linked up with her?
I think I got recommended by a few people in New York who had seen me with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was playing synthesizers, I had a Prophet 5, and I think I was playing organ and some electronic pianos and stuff like that. I mean, it was early days for that stuff. So I think a few people recommended me because Laurie was already using a Synclavier sampler, you know, and she was very technologically ahead, and that was just a wonderful experience to tour with her.
Yeah, was that another U.S. tour, or did you go all over the world?
Mainly U.S., Canada, and we went to Japan.
Mm, yeah, love Japan.
And that was lovely. Yeah, that was my second time in Japan, and we had a great time. I think the Japanese really, really appreciated her. It was very, I don't know, it was a very kind of arty received tour, if I remember rightly. There were a lot of artists there. Ryuichi Sakamoto was there, I think.
Oh, amazing.
People like that. Yeah, so that was nice.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because you mentioned that you loved fusion in the 70s, and there was such an incredible fusion scene in Japan around that time, so I'm sure you guys were a huge hit.
Probably, yes, exactly. Yeah, because we used to have some of the fusion people that I loved. It was always Live in Japan. That was those were their albums.
Right,
so
Live at the Budokan.
Yeah. yeah, all of that.
Oh, man. Well, so fast forwarding, of course, to 2022, you've got a new album out. I think it's your 9th. Everything is Different. And yeah, tell me a little bit about that record, if you don't mind.
Well, I had quite a lot of material and would have kind of started doing an album around that time. But of course, COVID hit. And I think I somehow decided to make one of those videos where you have everybody in the picture as if you're all on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how that happened in COVID?
Yeah.
And I had a 5-piece brass section, and I did have this song that we'd worked out. And so I got in touch with everyone and said, do you think we can do this just as a kind of laugh, you know, just to do it? And I'm not really expecting anything great musically, in terms of mix or anything like that. And so we did, and this song is called This Is How the Story Goes, and it's a bit of a silly song about binging on Netflix, which of course everyone was doing as well. So it was kind of to bring people together, you know. And all the brass players, I mean, some of the brass players did not have recording equipment. I think a couple of the parts were played on an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, send me in your... You know, I sent them a guide and play along to it. Send me in your stuff. I mixed it. I put it out as a little YouTube video on Facebook, and people loved it. They absolutely loved it. And people were saying, "Oh, this has brightened my day." You know, it's funny. And I thought, "Wow, this is really great." So the tuba player Marcus Roja said to me, "Joy, why don't you just make an album? Don't worry about how good it's going to sound or anything like that. We're all in the same boat. Just get your songs out there, and we can all do it. We can all do it from home and send in our parts, and you know so many people." And that's what I did. And I think I used about 26, well, not used, but 26 different musicians played on the album. Yeah. And it took a while. Before I finished the album, I broke both my arms and my wrist.
Oh my gosh!
In a freak accident, and was basically laid up for over a month without being able to do anything. But I finished it, and that's how it went. And there's only a couple of songs on there that were actually made in the studio, and the rest were all pieced together, and I put them together at my house, and then had different people mix them.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm glad that your wrists healed, my goodness.
Yes, that was that was a very interesting experience.
No kidding.
When you don't have any hands, because it was both my arms, that was quite alarming and gave me a lot of gratitude, I have to say.
Yeah. So for the show at Egremont Barn, I imagine you're not bringing all 26 people, right?
No, it's me and Graham Mabey, who is Joe Jackson's bass player.
Oh, great.
And I have been playing with another bass player, Rob Jost, but he's just started a new endeavor and was unable to come. And he, when we play in duo, he plays acoustic bass and French horn, and he sings. So it's kind of lovely, the two of us. But I thought of Graham because he sings very well, and we've known each other since 1982, since I met him on that first Joe tour. So he's coming up, and then Lauren plays with James Paul Mitchell, who plays guitar and sings. So the four of us will probably play most of the songs together, and a couple of others will be solo, and we'll vary it up a little bit.
Beautiful. And Lauren, is she somebody that you knew personally before you started playing together? Because I know she's got an album that just came out last year called Things Will Be Different, and I wondered if that was accidental synergy or if you had talked about this.
No, that was total accidental synergy. I've actually known Lauren for 13 years. We think it's about 13 years because I met her because I conduct a winter choir. It usually only happens once in the winter in December, called the Sirens of Brooklyn. And I'm one of the founding members of this. Mm. And I think we're in our 14th year, and she joined in the second year. And since then, it's kind of taken over the management. She's brilliant at that. And also, we choose different songs to do. It's very exciting this year. We're playing on the 7th of December.
Oh, cool.
In Brooklyn. And it's the only stipulation, it's all girls, and it's all indie Brooklyn singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Really. But we're doing some quite difficult stuff this year, and some classical stuff, and then we're even doing the Immigrant Heap song, Hide and Seek, and
classic.
Things like that.
So, yeah. And very, very complicated for a choir to do that.
Very complicated, and I'm not a conductor, but I am the conductor, and that makes it even worse.
Well, now you are, yeah.
Yeah, I just flap my arms around and yell at everybody. But it is a lot of fun. So I've known Lauren from those days, and we have done quite a lot together, to tell you the truth, a lot of different things.
Very cool. Well, now you are coming together to the Egremont Barn. That's this Friday, and we are very excited you're coming. Joy, thank you so much for hopping on with me here. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you, so I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you. Well, and I'm looking forward to the Egremont Barn very much. It's one of my favorite places to play.